Some of you who hear this series of messages will recognize my voice because I have known and loved many of you in Africa for many years. There may be many others who will listen to this series of messages who have never heard my voice at all before. I would like to send you greetings from Canada on behalf of myself and my wife, Christiana, or Taiwo, as she is known in Nigeria, and from our five children. It's been a tremendous privilege for us to either live or visit in Africa over 17 years, ever since 1976. My wife Taiwo and I were married in December of 1975, and just 3 days later, we arrived in Nigeria for the first time in our lives, where we remained for 2 years in Benin City. I can assure you that those were two of the happiest years of our lives. And ever since then, we have visited in Nigeria and in Ghana every year. In the last 2 years, we have also visited in Malawi with brief stops in Kenya and Zimbabwe. So we have come to know and love Africa and many of you there very, very, very well. You will see in this series that there are 16 messages, 8 cassette tapes with one message on each side for about 20 or 25 minutes. The purpose of making these tapes is because I have loved preaching in many places in Africa, prisons, schools, to groups of Christians, in villages, and in many areas where souls have accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as their own personal Savior. We praise God for that. We thank God for that. But many times we have seen men and women accepting the Lord Jesus Christ, confessing Him as their Savior, and then having no books to read, no cassette tapes to listen to help them grow in their Christian faith. And so we have designed this 16-message series for many of you who perhaps are in that position where you would love to learn more of the Word of God but have been unable to do so because nothing was available for you. The first two messages on side one and side two of this tape I have simply called God Day. Those of you who live outside of Nigeria in other places in Africa may not recognize that expression, but to those of you who live in Nigeria, certainly that is an expression that you understand and know very, very well, God Day. And as you listen to these tapes, these messages, we hope to present to you the God of the universe, the God who has always existed, the God who loves and cares for each one of us and each one of you individually and personally. And He loves and cares so much for us that He gave His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, to die for us. The question at the beginning of these first two messages is this. Please listen very well. Is there one true God, and has He shown Himself to us? I want to repeat that. Please listen again very well. Is there one true God, and has He shown Himself to us? You will notice in going through these messages together, and in looking at the little book which is enclosed, that we will quote and read many, many verses from God's precious book, the Bible. I'd like to begin by reading to you Genesis chapter 1 and verse 1. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. Now I want to read to you Exodus chapter 3, verses 13 to 14. When Moses was speaking to God, and God had sent him to talk to His people, Israel, Moses raises the question, "When they ask me, what is His name, then what shall I tell them?" God said to Moses, "I am who I am. This is what you are to say, 'I am has sent me to you.'" The true God always was, still is, and always will be. He has no beginning and no ending. He is not I was. He is not I will be. He is I am. Always real. Always here. The Bible says, from everlasting to everlasting, you are God. That verse is found in Psalm 90, verse 2. He was before, and he still will be tomorrow, and next tomorrow, and every other next tomorrow. Praise God. He is a God who never changes. He is the great I am. If you have a Bible with you, turn over to John's Gospel. In the New Testament, John's Gospel, chapter 1. Now I'm going to read there verses 1, 2, 3, and 14. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that has been made. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. God became one of us. This is wonderful. God made his dwelling among us. He became a human being. Jesus by name. Was Jesus God? Read with me, please, John's Gospel, chapter 8 and verse 58. Jesus said unto them, truly, truly, for true, before Abraham was, I am. This is the very title God used about himself in speaking to Moses. Isn't it? Yes. Uh-huh. I cannot take the title of Oba unless I am Oba. Jesus took the title I am. And in speaking to the Jews, he said, we have just read it, before Abraham was, I am. Jesus is God. What is he like? In 1 John chapter 4, verse 8, we read, God is love. The very nature of God is love. Not fear, not mistrust, not someone who is cruel and always waiting and wanting to punish, always needing to be sacrificed to appease his anger. He is a God of love, and he has shown us his love by becoming a man, Jesus, and dying for us as a sacrifice. What would you do if you went to the Orisha and the Babalawo demanded a sacrifice of yourself? And even more, the Babalawo demands that the sacrifice must be killed. He says that Eshu must be appeased for your sins. What now? My friend, listen well. I beg, listen well. Jesus was the sacrifice for your sins. For your sins. 2,000 years ago. So you do not need to be sacrificed again. At all. Never. The Lord Jesus Christ was sacrificed once for all for your sins. And no Orisha, no Babalawo, no Oracle, no one can ever demand a sacrifice again for your sins when that sacrifice has been made once by Jesus, who is God, come as a human being. Who could think of a God more powerful than that? In Nigeria, many times my wife Taiwo and I have heard and seen the words God Day. I mentioned those words at the beginning of this message. We have seen them even painted on the sides of a pool's betting office. We have heard them from the lips of many, many of our Christian friends. From Mbrebetetam, the leprosy hospital at Oji River. In prisons, hospitals from Ekotipeni to Benin to Kirikiri prison in Lagos. And right through the western part of Nigeria, God Day. When everything has finished, hope has quenched, and even life has almost quenched, God Day, God Day, God is, God exists. He is real. His power never changes. He is always there. As we said before, he always has been there. He still is there, and he always will be there. From eternity to eternity, you are God. What a powerful God that is. The God of the universe. God Day. God Day. We have spent time at Ekotabasi in Akwa Ibom. Ekotabasi means the people of God. It's been our privilege to have wonderful Christian fellowship in that place. To open the Word of God. To read. To pray. To rejoice and praise God together in that community of Ekotabasi. But in that very same community, which means the people of God. God's people. I have seen tremendous fear. As we passed by the shrine, as we passed by the fatting house, where the woman is taken before her marriage, where she has passed through many rites, and a man from that village is selected to run to the shrine, and if he is detected, if he is captured, he may well pass into death. And on the night that these things occur, fear controls that village. You see, even though it has the outward name of the people of God, Abasi, God, fear grips that village. Because for those in that place who do not know the great Abasi, the great God of the universe, who have not recognized his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, as their Savior, fear rules. We pass down the road to Akatakpeni, where I myself have pressed back against the wall of that Akatakpeni river. The leader, the high priest of Ekpo, at the head of that procession, grasping that live rooster by the neck, preparing to sacrifice. Great fear grips all those who see the Ekpo men coming. I myself have seen a man on a machine in such fear and terror as he confronts the Ekpo men that he would drive his machine right into the market, scattering okra, tomatoes, yam, gari, in every direction. He dump us everything. Why? What would cause a man to raise his anger? Is that a God of love? Is that a God who so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life? My friend, turn with me to the book of the Hebrews, Paul's epistle to the Hebrews in the New Testament, chapter 10. We'll read together verses 3, 4, 11, 12, and 14. We have spoken of sacrifices, but those sacrifices are a reminder every year of sins, because it is impossible for the blood of bulls and goats to take away sins. It is impossible. Day after day, every priest stands and performs his religious duties. Again and again, he offers the same sacrifices which can never take away sins. My friends, listen well. This is the Word of God. These are not my words. These are not words invented in Canada to bring to Africa. This is the Word of God. I continue to read. But when this priest, Jesus, had offered for all time one sacrifice for sins, he sat down at the right hand of God, because by one sacrifice he has made perfect forever those who are sanctified. Amen. God day. He is a God of power and strength, far beyond the power and strength of Ekpo. In Malawi, for those of you who may be listening to these messages in that country, I have passed from Mzuzu to Rumpi in the north of Malawi, and as we pass there, we cross a river into which a white cloth must be thrown for those who fear the spirits of the river, or a woman may be taken as price because that sacrifice was not made to the spirit of the river. And in Accra, Ghana, we have witnessed in Choko, Dokolegono, at Accra, the procession of twins to dump garbage into the sea to appease Mamiwata. Does it bring fertility? Does it bring fruitfulness? Listen. That was a scene of fear. That was a time of anger. That was a time when there was tremendous fear in the hearts of those who went into that procession. Is this God of the universe who would strike such fear into the hearts of men and women year after year after year? Or is the God of the universe one who loves us and gave himself in the person of Jesus Christ for us? Think well, think well. In Yoruba land of Nigeria, Oke Ibadan is still worshipped every year in Ibadan the most. We will speak briefly of Ifa, the oracle of palm nuts, Esu, generally considered to be the devil and a companion of Ifa, Obatala, known as Adudua in Ife, Ejesha, and Ekiti communities, Ogun, the Orisha of iron, and therefore of war. Shompona, the Orisha of smallpox. And what of Shango, the god of thunder and lightning? Oya, his wife, who brings the thunderstorms. My friends, you know these things very well, those of you who live in Yoruba land. Many of these oracles, many of these Orisha, are considered to be very, very powerful. The origin of many of these is in a human being. Most of these objects of worship can be traced back to a living human being. Orisha means those who have been chosen, especially those chosen out of the departed ancestors for worship. What does the Word of God say? God says, you have not chosen me, but I have chosen you. Listen very well, my friend, to the Word of God in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 4. For he chose us in him before the creation of the world. God chose us, you and me, Nigerian, Ghanaian, Malawian, Canadian. He chose us in himself before he even created the world. We did not choose him. God is not an orisha chosen by us. God chose us so that he could show us his love. Amen.